not at the moment. Thank you. Gotcha. Well, thank you. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WSJP 332 Gale, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
Good evening, 359 Karen. This is WSJP 332 checking in with Ladies Patriots. I've been listening to the talks tonight, and the only thing that I would not recommend that Kimber did was the propane in a home. The little buddies do put off a carbon monoxide. I did like the fact that she was talking about having a carbon monoxide detector, but carbon monoxide is a deadly gas that we don't want to mess with at all. Back to you.
Copy that. Yeah, that makes total sense to me. I can imagine, like, in a smaller area, even in a bigger area, and like Kimber said, having the carbon monoxide detector, is that still not a good idea?
No, the carbon monoxide detector is a very, very good idea, and you want to make sure that it's properly placed. The gas is a heavy gas. And if you are laying on the floor, needless to say, you're going to be poisoned much more quickly. The other thing, there was something else, break. I'm drawing a total blank at the moment. There was something else that I wanted to add, and I'm not remembering right at the moment.
Copy that. Well, we'll be on here for a little bit longer. So if it comes to you, that happens to me all the time. If it comes to you, you can just come back with a comment. We appreciate your sharing and participating in this radio check. Everything that you share was awesome. We welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check.
487 comment.
487 Kimber, go ahead.
Gail, excellent points. Thank you. That was great to hear. Carbon monoxide detection is necessary. I experienced mild carbon monoxide poisoning, and I didn't even know what was happening. So it can happen, and it is true. Put your carbon monoxide detector down towards the floor, and if you can be elevated, that'd be great. It is a high danger. Another thing is, if you have the little buddy heaters and it tends to roast you out, you can always keep a window cracked. Make sure you have the proper ventilation going on inside. Always a good idea. So thanks again, Gail, for that point. And my use of little buddy heaters is I've never, ever had a problem. But then again, you got to watch. So, okay, thank you. Back to Ned.
332 comments.
332 Gail, go ahead.
It was batteries. I remember at the very beginning of the broadcast tonight, we were talking about changing our batteries in our smoke detectors. I'm a nurse practitioner here in town, and I do actually counsel my patients on changing their smoke detector batteries, and I usually time it in April and October because you got taxes in April and Halloween in October. So people tend to remember those months.
Copy that. Yeah, that makes total sense to me. I do my things like that. I use them right in January and then in June. So it's like changing filters and changing batteries and different things like that. So that's a really good idea. Is there any other comments out there? Nothing heard. So thank you, ladies, for that. Appreciate that. At this time, I'd like to check in for WRJX 597 Jill and WRZL 684 Lee. They were unable to participate this evening. I'd also like to check in for Chantel, Gina, Yvette, Debbie, Jeanette, Shannon, and Clarissa from the East Side. They really miss participating with you ladies, and they send their love. 359, moving forward. We have completed our Patriot Ladies Radio Check roster. If you missed your radio check or would like to join our roster, please begin now with your call sign and first name and general location, and we'll include you on the weekly roster going forward. Great. Nothing heard. So if there are no more ladies out there that would like to join in at this time, thank all of you Patriot ladies for participating. We appreciate knowing that there are more of us out there that are willing to step up, even if it's out of our normal comfort level. We will make mistakes, but we are getting better as we practice. Radio independence is becoming a reality. Patriot Ladies radio check completed. WRJX 359 Karen, returning frequency back to normal traffic. 359 Karen, monitoring.